And welcome back in, GameDaySportsRadio.com. Inside the Numbers with Boji Wood and Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Mike, Super Bowl 53, just a few days away right here in Atlanta. 6:30 p.m. Eastern kick. It's on CBS, the Pats and the Rams, of course. Ticket prices are unbelievable, about $4,800 a seat, but now they're saying that's $1,000 less than last year. But I've heard some people say that this was the toughest ticket to find. New England, they started out the season 1-2, then they went on a 12-3 run to kind of get back to where they are expected to be every year right now, or at least as long as Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are part of that roster. The Rams, they started 8-0, and then won 7 of their last 10 to come in at 15-3, had a little late season slump. But they earned their spot with a controversial win down in New Orleans over the Saints. New England, they're making their 9th Super Bowl appearance over the last 18 seasons, and they beat Kansas City 37-31 in the AFC title game to get there. And I think, you know, we talk about one play's making a difference in a game. Go back to the Rams, of course, thought it was kind of ironic that the cornerback ended up getting fined for the hit on the New Orleans receiver, but no penalty was called. And then New England, if Dee Ford just lines up on side, New England's not in the Super Bowl. They're back in Boston watching it on television, and the Chiefs are there. But it's, you know, again, two plays really swung both of those games in the opposite direction. But, Mike, it doesn't matter about that. When you look at what New England's done, I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's an unprecedented run by New England. They've won the AFC East 10 straight years, and over an 18-year span, they've represented the AFC in the Super Bowl 9 times. I mean, that's never been done before, not even close. We haven't seen a run like this in a very long time. I guess you have to go back to maybe John Wooden's UCLA teams that won about 10 titles in 12 seasons back in the mid-60s to mid-70s. And then before that, maybe the Celtics dynasty from the mid-50s to late 60s.
Yeah, Boston, they made 12 final appearances and over that course won 11 of the titles. And, of course, now back in the 50s, the Yankees won 6 World Series in that decade. And but they're great franchises. And they may fall on hard times every now and then, but they will always rebound. And, you know, players come and go. And in New England, it doesn't matter who's on the roster. Bill Belichick seems to formulate that into a winning combination. I mean, but you look at constants. Belichick and Brady, they've been together there for the last 18 years. And they find players that fit their system. And it's plug and play for the most part.
Yeah, and that's the most impressive thing to me. They recycle running backs. They regurgitate wide receivers, bring them that people think they're done. But look, Belichick always focuses on offensive and defensive linemen. He's going to protect Brady, and he wants to win up front with his D-line. And look, we pointed out all the accomplishments of New England, but we have to also point out that the Rams do have the better record at 15-3, and they're the underdog in this game. Just 2 seasons ago, the Rams were 4-12. Coach Sean McVay took over in 2017, and he has the Rams in the Super Bowl in only his second year.
Mike, if you'll remember back preseason when we were just kind of reviewing the NFL, I told you that, you know, I'm not going to be surprised if Sean McVay, if he keeps making progress, that he has the Rams in the Super Bowl in a couple of seasons. Well, little did I know, he was not on my schedule. He maybe he wanted to get to the Super Bowl this year so he can come back to his hometown. You know, he's a graduate of the Mayer School here in Atlanta, and his dad worked for the Falcons while he was growing up. And so he, you know, again, not that he wants to get to the Super Bowl no matter where it is, but it's got to be extra special for him to be able to come back into what he considers his hometown and bring the Rams into the Super Bowl. He's got a young quarterback, Jared Goff. that as again, this is the Rams. They're a very young team. I'm interested to see if they can maintain this as New England has over the years, because if you look at the pitchers, when you've got Todd Gurley, C.J. Anderson, that defensive line, all of the components are in place for this Rams to build the same type dynasty that New England has. However, that's much easier said than done.
Yeah, Coach, the Rams have everything that you and I love. Me as a handicapper, you as a coach. They have the running game. They have the defensive line. The offensive line, remember, they got ridiculed a little bit, criticized, and they ran it right down Dallas's throat, and to the surprise of many. And, you know, in this game, Coach, the Super Bowl, Rams opened as a one-point favorite. But within 20 minutes, the Patriots were favored by 2 or 2.5. Now it's 2.5 or 3, even 3 at some casinos. The total is around 56. It varies. I think the key reason for the line move is experience. New England has players and staff that's been there so many times, they can handle all the pregame hoopla. Jared Goff, you mentioned him being a young player. He looked nervous and out of his comfort zone at times in the NFC title game. But it's important to note that in New England's 8 previous Super Bowl appearances, they were favored 7 times. They only covered 2 of those 7 as the chalk. In fact, in their 5 Super Bowl wins, they were all close games. 3 wins by a field goal, a win by 4 points, a 6-point win in overtime in Atlanta, the one that the Falcons blew. The point spread tells me that the Rams are the play, but it's a tough number at 2.5. To be honest with you, I'm going to focus on props because that number's too tough.
It is. You know, it's tough to go against. You see all the talent that the Rams have. You see the momentum they have. But then it's tough to break against the experience that New England has in playing in this game. And regardless of how good you are as a team or how much individual talent you have, the Super Bowl is a different animal. I was listening to Rich Eisen talk with Kurt Warner yesterday, and Kurt Warner played for the Rams in the Super Bowl, actually here in Atlanta in the old Georgia Dome, when they defeated the Titans when Kevin Dyson got tackled on the 1-yard line on the last play of the game. And Kurt Warner was talking about that this game is so different from any other game you will ever play in, not because of the football responsibilities, but because of the off-field responsibilities that you have during the week. He said, now, it has gotten better, because back when he was referencing to that Super Bowl, there was not a week between the championship games and the Super Bowl. It was just a 7-day break. He said, now a lot of the awards banquets and things can be taken care of in that off week. He said, but it's unbelievable the amount of ticket requests you have to deal with. And even when you're in town, you know, you're obligated to go to these different banquets and functions. He says, when you actually get on the field, he said, it's a relief to finally be able to play. And also something that I thought was very interesting, he said that even though it was the most important game of the season for him because of all of his other obligations, he was the most tired going into that game, and he even felt like he was not as prepared in that game as some other games because all of the functions and the banquets and everything took away from preparation time.
Sure, and that's why I know the point spread says the Rams are the play, and you know me, I'm going to find value in numbers, and I'm going to focus on stopping the run and those type things when I make my picks. But the Brady and Belichick factor, they've been there so many times. I've been watching the lead-up, you know, the media days, and a lot of the Rams players have never been anywhere close to a Super Bowl as a player. And you can see they're starstruck. They're like, you have to talk to, it's tough enough to talk to the media, right? But now they're having to talk to some people that are on the entertainment side and asking questions. And in typical Belichick fashion, I saw he was asked a question about some actress or actors who their spouse was. And he was asked to pick a question out of a hat, and he threw it down in disgust and said, ask me a football question. So, you know, that's what you would expect from him. Mm-hmm. But the Rams players, you can see it. They've never been there. And I think that's going to be a distraction. But I do think they have the better personnel.
I think so, too. And Brian Billicke was even talking this week about how he really likes the matchups that L.A. has versus New England. He says, but how do you go against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Hey, Mike, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about just some fun facts about the Super Bowl. And we'll do that when we come back. GameDaySportsRadio.com.